Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 6, entitled The Liberation of Sarvabhaumatacharya, Text 176. Ei mate kalpita bhashya shatra dosha dila, Bhattacharya purva paksha apara karila. Ei mate, in this manner, Kalpita Bhashya Shadadosha Dila, Kalpita Bhashya, an imaginary commentary, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out, Shadadosha Dila, pointed out many faults in this imaginary commentary, and Bhattacharya, Sarvabhaumatacharya, Purva Paksha means the opposite side, Apara, he presented unlimited opposition. Normally, it is saying that a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So it is very rare that a person, it is not very common that a person changes one's opinion just after a discussion or a debate, even if that person is flounced, defeated in the debate. Still, a person often tries to wiggle out of it in some way and somehow save face and try to come back for another battle another day. Now, in the past, especially in the Vedic tradition, and scholars would debate, they would debate with great integrity. Of course, this does not apply to all scholars. There were always scholars who would try to use some underhand techniques and tricks to try to gain upper hand on their opponent. But overall, the debates were conducted honorably, and honorable participation in the debates is considered also important code of conduct for scholars. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started presenting some arguments critiquing the impersonal conceptions about the conclusion of scripture and about the nature of the absolute truth. Naturally, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya didn't go down without a fight. Here he said, Apara, he presented stiff resistance. Even an ordinary person is often quite attached to one's opinion, even if that opinion has been formed by just a few minutes of thought. But Sarvabhaumatacharya was no ordinary person, he was a reputed scholar, not just any ordinary scholar who had somehow acquired some reputation, but he was one of the foremost scholars of his times. So much so that the King of Puri had actually invited Sarvabhauma to come and stay in Puri, thereby demonstrating how much the king appreciated Sarvabhauma's scholarship. In fact, later in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll see how intimate a relationship Sarvabhauma has with the king Prataputra. How Prataputra considers him like a very proximate and trustworthy advisor in all spiritual matters. So, Sarvabhaumatacharya had great learning, and his learning had led such fame for him that even that a king of a prosperous state had gone out of his way to send an invitation to him, and thereby get him to resettle from Nadia by moving to Puri. So Chaitanya Sarvabhattacharya had pioneered a school of thought known as Navinaya, a new form of logic within the Nyaya school. And he was a celebrated scholar. As compared to that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also relatively speaking unheralded, although he had had one dramatic victory over Kesho Kashmiri when he was just 14. Apparently, the fame of that victory had not spread very far, because Sarvabhattacharya had not heard about that particular accomplishment of Lord Chaitanya. And even during the preceding discussion, when they met Sarvabhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, none of them bring up that particular accomplishment. No doubt, defeating Sarkesha Kashmiri was a stupendous feat, but still that had not catapulted Lord Chaitanya, who was the Maya Pandit at that time, the level of fame that was anywhere comparable with that of Sarvabhattacharya. So, to give a rough parallel, Lord Chaitanya is like an unseeded player who moves right through the initial qualifying rounds, all the way through the initial rounds in a, say, a Grand Slam tennis championship like the Wimbledon, and comes to the final. And in the final, there is a defending champion who is a world famous player with an illustrious track record. And sometimes an unseeded player might just catch a celebrated player on an off day when the celebrated player is out of form, and thus stage an upset because the celebrated player is on the off day. But if the celebrated player is playing well, if is playing at one's almost at one's best, then to defeat such a player is an astonishing feat indeed. And that player will not go down without a fight. Will somehow try to spring back and get into the game once again. And not only get into the game, but to take control of the game and carry the game away from the upstart opponent. So, Sarvabhattacharya also tried something similar in his attempts to deal with Lord Chaitanya and to counter Chaitanya's arguments. So, despite Sarvabhattacharya's best efforts, as we'll see in the future verses, he found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's logic and his spiritual erudition is overwhelming. In this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami conveys acts in much that has not been stated. Krishnadas Kaviraj is usually concerned about not making his book inordinately long. And to also ensure that the book doesn't become too technical for lay Bengali readers and lay readers in other languages to them. Therefore, so what could have been several minutes, hours, days of discussion and debate that is described over here by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in just one line. And he says that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus pointed out the fallacies in Sarvam Bhattacharya's arguments, Sarvam Bhattacharya, it was not just a matter of scholarly reputation, but it was also a matter of personal spiritual affiliation. He had himself chosen Shankara's impersonalist path, and it became a question that was not just status defining but life defining. And therefore, as he stated here, he rightly presented stiff opposition, refusing to go down without a fight, and the fact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did indeed succeed in softening and spiritualizing him indicates that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was phenomenally scholarly. By the power of his scholarship, he was able to transform Sarvam Bhattacharya, as will be evident in our future verses. It's true that a person convinced against is of the same opinion still. But the Lord can change the will itself. So Lord doesn't just change the head in terms of changing the opinion that is held in the head. But the Lord changes the will itself, changes the heart. Where the heart, rather than somehow defending, someone trying to find a way to defend a false doctrine, heart embraces the true understanding of scripture. How that happens will be unfolded in subsequent verses. Thank you.